I'm Dr. Howie Jacobson, and this is the Plant Yourself Podcast. Each week, I bring you a conversation with someone who's making a positive difference in the world. And for my day job, I help leaders and their teams master their mindsets so they can achieve great things. To find out more, check out the Mindset Mastery Memo, my Substack newsletter. You can find it at plantyourself.com/memo. And now, today's show. I'm Dr. Howie Jacobson, and this is the Plant Yourself Podcast. Each week, I bring you a conversation with someone who's making a positive difference in the world. And for my day job, I help leaders and their teams master their mindsets so they can achieve great things. To find out more, check out the Mindset Mastery Memo, my Substack newsletter. You can find it at plantyourself.com/memo. And now, today's show. Hey, Howard Jacobson here. Welcome to today's Plant Yourself podcast. A quick reminder, this podcast is free for everyone and supported by patrons. So if you would like to find out about becoming a patron of the show and helping us out, helping defray the cost, helping to spread the message, you can do so at plantyourself.com/gift. Thanks so much and enjoy today's episode. Hey, Howard Jacobson here from Plant Yourself, Sick to Fit and Well Start Health. I'm reading a book right now called The Wintersmith by Terry Pratchett. And there was a line I read today that really stuck with me. And it was about peasants performing sort of superstitious acts that nobody really believed in. But the author said it was something to do when there was nothing else to be done. And so it was a form of hope, of ritual, of empowerment, of making oneself feel better. And that phrase, when there's nothing else to be done, really stuck with me. And here's why. A lot of the time, I will coach people who will tell me that they have hit some plateau that is insurmountable. They can't get past it. Whether it's, I've plateaued at 250 pounds and no matter what I do, nothing shifts. Or my blood pressure is such and such, or I'm stuck at a 14-minute mile and there's no way that I can get any faster and I've been stuck at this place for a while and I'm really frustrated and I don't know what to do. So the truth is almost always that they have not done everything they could do. That position of I've exhausted all my possibilities, there's nothing else in the world I could possibly do that would move the needle, is not a physical reality, it's a mental state. It's a very limiting mental state. And it's a mental state that arises from a place of, I don't want to do this anymore, right? There is the saboteur inside us. There is, let's say, the survival drive run amok, the part of us that just wants to eat and sit on the couch, right? The part that in olden times kept us alive, right? The desire to eat food, high caloric food, lots of it when we can find it, is what allowed our ancestors to survive times of scarcity and famine. And we still have that same programming, but we live in a 24/7 junk food world now. So that programming no longer serves us, but it arises as a psychopathy inside us, as a saboteur trying to get us to stop doing the good stuff we're doing. So if you get stuck for a week at a plateau, that voice will come up and say, well, there's nothing else we can do. And it becomes self-fulfilling. So the question I'm going to ask people now is, what is one thing you could do now that there's nothing left to do? Because when you ask people, let's say, okay, you've tried everything. You've gone to the ends of the earth to solve this problem and nothing has worked. Is that true? And I find out, when people are honest with themselves and then with me, well, no, I'm still having a beer every two or three nights. I still, you know, on Sunday brunch, they'll make a frittata and there'll be eggs in it and cheese and I'll have some of that. And I'm not saying that having a beer or two a week is bad or having some cheese frittata on a weekend is bad. What I am saying is, It puts a lie to the concept of I'm doing everything I can. Because 80% of everything you can is a B minus, 90% of everything you can is an A minus. So we're not talking about 100%, no questions asked, nothing held back, right? We're talking about I'm stuck at a plateau and I'm engaging in activities that possibly are keeping me here. I'm not saying that if you let go of the beer and the frittatas, you're absolutely 100% going to drop the weight, that's the only thing, that there's nothing else going on. What I am saying is that when you have a concept that's untrue, like I'm doing everything I can, and you're not, then that's where you want to put your focus. That's where you want to drive your muscle into it. To say, here's where I have control. Here's where there's something I can do when there's nothing else I can do. Because what's the alternative? The alternative is there's nothing else I can do, which means it's genetic. It's because of my family situation. It's because of my work. It's because of my schedule. It's because of the car accident I was in 20 years ago. It's because of something that I have no agency over. In that case, there's nothing else I can do. And all I can do is maybe write prayers on pieces of paper and burn incense and hope that somehow magically the universe will give me what I want. But we're not playing that game. We're playing the game of, as long as there's something we can do, we do it. So if you want to keep having your frittata on Sunday and your two glasses of beer during the week, that's fine. No problem with that. Just know that by choosing that, you're also probably choosing to stay at your 250-pound plateau. If you want to change your outcome, then you change some input. And it doesn't matter what the input is. Maybe you go from two glasses of beer a week to one or one and a half. And you notice, is there some movement? Because as Josh Lajani loves to say, results dictate sufficiency. Are you getting the results you want? Good, then keep doing what you're doing. But there comes a time, especially in a weight loss journey, where the things you have been doing stop working. It's because you've lost a lot of weight. It doesn't take as much metabolic energy to move around a 250-pound body than it did to move around a 350-pound body. So at a certain point, as Marshall Goldsmith says in his wonderful book of the same title, what got you here won't get you there. So you're going to have to do something else. So when there is nothing left to be done, question that belief and get honest with yourself. And look, maybe keep a food diary for a week and then put it aside and then look at it with a friend, look at it with an independent observer and say, where am I still not 100%? Where do I have room to tighten up, to improve, to do better so that I can keep moving? Because if you have excess weight on your body wants to lose it. There is something you are doing that is keeping it on. And it might not be your fault. It might not be, okay, you're eating garbage and you're sitting on the couch. It might be medicines you're taking that are messing up your microbiome, causing dysbiosis, which can lead to inaccurate feedback around weight. But there are things that are going on that are unnatural. And if it's in your power to change it, then I want you to at least acknowledge, yes, if I wanted to drop another 20 pounds, I could probably do it by doing this, by cutting out this, by adding this. And we're not talking about going extreme. We're not talking about anything heroic, but simply finding the thing to do when there's nothing else left to do. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If you'd like to contribute to the Plant Yourself Tip Jar, if this is useful for you and you'd like to support my work during these challenging times, you can do so at plantyourself.com/gift. If you'd like to become a health coach, plant-based health coach, check out our health coach training program from WellStart with me and Kevin Davis. It starts May 18th, and you can find that at wellstartcoach.com. and you can sign up there for a 30-minute enrollment interview with me. If you'd like me to be your coach, special pandemic pricing, pay from the heart as low as $83 a month. Find out all about that at plantyourself.com/laser. Thanks for watching again. Thanks for listening. Be well, my friends. All right, time for thanks. Thanks to Will Ridenour for allowing me to use his beautiful song, Sabali Dawn, The Dance of Peace. You can find more of Will's music at his website, willridenour.com. And of course, thanks to all of you Plant Yourself Podcast patrons. Kim Harrison, Lynn McClellan, Anthony Disson, Brittany Porter, Dominic Maurer, Barbara Whitney, Tammy Black, Amy Good, Amanda Hatherley, Mary Jane Wheeler, Ellen Kennelly, Missa Cobb, Rachel Behrens, Christine Nielsen, Tina Sharp, Tina Ahern, Jennifer Kanowski, David Bizek, The Mysterious, Michelle X, Elspeth Feldman, Leah Stoller, Alan Christensen, Colleen Peck, Michelle Landry, Josina, Sarah Durkis, Rhymes of Circus, Kelly Cameron, Wayne Pedersen, Janet Selby. Hi, Janet. Claire Adams, Tom Franzek, Jeanette Benham, Gil Lissert, David Donahue, Blair Seiber, Dorona Vizov, Gio and Carolyn Argentati, Jody Friesen, Ruth Ann Funderburk, Misha Rosen, Michael Warbeck, the equally mysterious Tracy Z, Aviva Lael, Alicia Lemus, Rebecca Hughes, Val Linneman, Rhymes with Cinnamon, Nick Harper, Martha Bergner, Susan Amadson, Ollie Levine, the inscrutable Harry R, Susan Laverty, the Panda Vegan, Craig Kovic, Adam Sharp, Karen Burry, Heather Morgan, Kelly Machia, Deanne Norton, Bonnie Lynch at Plant Happy Oregon, Sabina Kurtzels, Nigel Davies, Marion Blum, Teresa Koble, Julian Rodkins, Breed O'Connell, Shannon Hirschman, Linda Ayat, Holm Hedegaard, Izatuzin Wah, Connie Hainline, Aaron Greer, Alicia Davis, Heather O'Connor, Carolyn Jensen, Sherry Orlikowski of Plant Powered for Health, Karen Smith, Scott Mirani, Karen Joe Crabtree, Tanya Lewis, Kirby Burton, Teresa Carell, Kevin McCauley, Elizabeth Rothschild, Ann Jesse, Cheryl Dwyer, Jenny Hazelton, Valerie Peltier, Peter W. Evans, Colleen Harrison, Justin Divich, Joshua Sommermeyer, Dennis Bird, Darby Kelly, Lori Fanny, Linnea Lundquist, Valerie Hummel, Emily Iaconelli, Levy Wallach, Rosamund McAtee, Dan Bacorni, Stephen Lehman, Patty DiMartino, Mike and Donna Kartz, Deanne Bishop, Bill Brielf, Gunter Schmidt, Marjorie Lewis, Kelly Molden, Trish Adams, Ian Kramer, Nancy Sheldon, Lindsay Bayshore, Gunmarie Hagen, Tracy Gullidge, Laura Heaton, Meg from Mama Says, Rochelle Kennedy, Diana Goldman, Stacey Stokes, Ben Savage, Michael Kay, Holly Butler, David Hughes, Connie Rogers, Claire England, Sally Robertson, Parin Ganchi, Amy Daly, Brian Tourville, Mark Jeffrey Johnson, Josie Dempsey, Karen Schmidt, Pamela Hayden, Emily Perryman, Olga Sidorowska, Allison Corbett, Richard Stone, Lauren Vaught of Edible Musings, Aaron Hasty, Sean Owen, Sagar Nayak, Erica Piedra, Danielle Roberts, and Michael Lushton for your generous support of the podcast. That's it for now. As always, be well, my friends. Let's take this home with some gratitudes. First of all, thanks to Mama Earth. You have been so very, very good to me. Second, Will Ridenour donated the use of his beautiful song Sabali Dawn as the theme music for this show. You can find out more about Will's music at willridenour.com. Third, thanks to all the patrons of the Plant Yourself podcast for your financial support. You can read the names of all the patrons at any show notes at plantyourself.com. If you would like to become a patron to show your gratitude for the work I'm doing and help support it, you can do so at plantyourself.com/gift. That's G-I-F-T, all lowercase. And finally, I want to thank you, the listener, for making all of this possible, for giving me a reason to reach out to people, to have conversations, to edit, produce, publicize, all the stuff that I do is for you, so that we can continue to have conversations and continue to ripple out healing and transformation into the world.